So here we go, Ben.
Okay.
All right. I want to welcome into the studio Ben Quimby from 350 Louisiana. No new leases. How you doing, man?
Good.
We're here to talk about a rally today at noon at 1201 Elmwood. It's out Clearview South, out near Harahan, out by the theaters. There's some government offices. Ben, tell us a little bit about No New Leases and why people are protesting today.
Thanks. So the reason we're protesting today is, and the reason we chose the location that we did, is it's an office of the Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management, which is overseen by the Department of the Interior. And we're trying to tell the federal government that we want to stop oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And the Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management, they periodically lease waters in the Gulf to oil and gas companies to drill there. And we're trying to convince them that we want that practice to stop.
So, and these rallies have been going on for some time, for about a year now, yeah? This is the No New Leases campaign, hashtag No New Leases. Can you tell us a little bit about that campaign?
Yeah, there have been a few previous rallies that have been associated with this. Loosely, there was a small action that took place in Houston at the BP office the fifth year anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon spill, and then more recently there was an action that took place at the Superdome in March, and that was actually the same date and location as one of the auctions. So that was a gathering of oil and gas execs from across the country, and 300 people from all over the Gulf and all over the country actually came together to protest at the Superdome during the auction itself. And then just a couple of months ago in August, there was another rally outside of the same Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management office in Elmwood, 1201 Elmwood Park Boulevard, just a couple months ago. So this is another one in a continuation of events.
So the BOEM, the Bureau of Offshore Energy Management, is continuing to lease the Gulf of Mexico for drilling, and your groups are opposed to that because it affects the climate. Can you tell us how drilling affects the climate?
For sure. Well, it affects the climate in a lot of ways, and one of the most prominent is the burning, the consumption of fossil fuels. And so just with the greenhouse effect, the more fossil fuels that we burn, the more fossil fuels that we consume, is going to affect the climate. It's going to raise global temperatures. It's going to trap heat in the atmosphere. And that can have a whole range of effects that lead to the polar ice caps melting, increasing and rising sea levels. That can lead to fluctuations in more traditional weather patterns. So we're more likely to see extreme weather events like the heavy rainfall that hit Baton Rouge a couple of months ago, more likely to see storms like Hurricane Matthew come through and do more damage, cost more lives, and spend more time to rebuild. And it affects the health of the wetlands. It's an important part of the Gulf. So the there are really kind of wide-ranging implications to continuing to burn fossil fuels.
And right. Now, these leases that you're protesting today, when are they? They're not going to be drilled immediately. When are they planned to be drilled? If they lease areas of the Gulf of Mexico today, October 26th, when would they drill on these properties?
So that's a good question. So the Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management, every 5 years, they have a five-year plan. And so the next five-year set is 2017 to 2022. And so the action that I mentioned earlier at the Superdome, that was the leasing of these lands for this upcoming five-year period, 2017 to 2022. And the reason that we're going to be at the BOEM office is because this leasing of public waters is overseen by the federal government. And so this is something that President Obama can actually, just by himself, executive action, decide to cancel. So he himself can say, you know, we don't want any more drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Let's put a stop to this.
Well, my understanding of what I was trying to get at with the leasing question was that leases that are at stake today won't be drilled for 20 years at least. And there's a lot of leases in the Gulf of Mexico that aren't drilled or have never been drilled. So I guess that's what I was trying to get at. But the administration did cancel lease sales off the eastern, off the East Coast in the Atlantic Ocean. Can you tell me what happened there? Who did that? Was that the president or was that the BOEM? Or who decided not to drill and why?
So that's a good question. Ultimately, it's something that the president has the final call on.
Mm.
So I couldn't tell you specifically, you know, if the decision was made by someone in BOEM or the Department of the Interior and President Obama signed off on it. But there was, you know, support for drilling among a lot of congressional representatives and governors along the East Coast. But there was also a lot of citizen kind of outcry, and that those networks of people standing up and saying this is something that we don't want to see happen, we don't want to see continue, is ultimately what pressured the federal government to, whether it was BOEM or President Obama, ultimately cancel leases on the Atlantic coast.
Well, lead me through. Why should people attend today? What's going to happen here today at BOEM at 1201 Elmwood Park Boulevard today at noon? Some people are staying at the office and refusing to leave?
Yeah. So this is a chance for anyone to come out and speak their mind about, you know, about their opposition to leasing or drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to basically hang out at the building in the parking lot. Gonna do some cheers. We're gonna have some people speaking, and ultimately a part of the crew is committed to civil disobedience and to refusing to leave the office until President Obama or BOEM agrees to cancel leasing in the Gulf of Mexico.
And when you say people, are people from different organizations, different national groups, different local groups? What groups are going to be at the rally today?
Good question. Mostly local groups, people from New Orleans or the surrounding area. They're going to be members of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade, members of 350 Louisiana, and members of Divest Loyola and Divest Tulane. We've been reaching out to networks to see who else we can get down here to New Orleans.
And usually I know that Cherie Foytlin of Bold Louisiana has been a bold protester in these events, she being the wife of a fisherman during BP, a former journalist from Rain, Louisiana, and connected to the Idle No More movement now, and currently the No Dapple, the protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Are you in communication with anybody up in the Dakotas about this protest?
I can't say for sure. I know, I don't know specifically if Cherie is going to be there on later today. I certainly hope she's able to make it.
But regardless, if people want to follow, you can text Clean Energy to 88202 for more information or email info@nonewleases.org. And are there hashtags that people should follow?
Yeah, our hashtag no new leases and hashtag keep it in the ground as well.
Cool, cool. Well, Ben, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this and what drives you to speak out about climate change. Like, how did you find out about No New Leases? What drives you in this movement?
What drives me in this movement is all of the ways that climate change is going to and is already affecting the world in which we live. I moved to New Orleans to work with St. Bernard Project, doing rebuild work after Katrina and after other natural disasters throughout the country.
Indeed.
And that's what brought me down here to the Gulf specifically. But I've seen what a big storm is capable of doing as far as the physical damage and the extent of that and how long it can take a community to rebuild.
Indeed.
And currently we're seeing people throughout the southeast of the country. I know people in Florida, in North Carolina, in Georgia doing rebuild work after Hurricane Matthew from just a couple of weeks ago. And I think climate change is going to lead to more increased weather events of increasing intensity and frequency, droughts, food shortages, the extinction of millions of species. There's a whole lot at stake, and the worse that we let it get, the longer that we take to act, then the worse it's going to get.
You work for St. Bernard Project and you work for Green Project now. Have you gutted a lot of houses, my man?
I've gutted a lot of houses.
How much sheetrock do you think you personally have lifted to the curb? You done a lot of that?
Oh, sheetrock, couches, insulation, mattresses, thousands and thousands of pounds. I've helped. I was in Baton Rouge a couple of months ago volunteering for a couple of days, and there was just driving along the streets and seeing gigantic piles of everything that was inside someone's home, all their personal belongings. I think that's a connection that is not necessarily immediate for a lot of people, but the longer it takes us to act on climate change, the more likely we are to have these floods, these extreme rains, weather events, and
the more sheetrock people are going to have to haul out again. I got to tell you, in the 90s, being from New Orleans, right, we flooded, we had rainstorms, That's when everybody in the city kind of stopped having carpet, right? People used to have carpet, right? And then, in the 90s, you had all these rains, and it would flood the bottom of your house. You're like, oh, man, gotta get new carpet, on the curb every year. And then Katrina, I don't know what to say about that. Everybody knows that everybody had to rebuild. My people were in Lakeview under 8 feet of water for 3 weeks. So the house totally, totally ridiculously gone. And then LaPlace and Isaac, Baton Rouge in this flood. It's crazy to me now, right? It's not necessarily the Gulf floods us from the sea, but it's flooding us from the air.
Yeah.
Right? That rainstorm was incredible because, you go to work, you think everything's fine. Oh, it's a little rainy. Maybe the road's blocked. Oh, man. But then, you find out after 2 days you got, no place to live. That's incredible. Well, I thank you very much for coming down to help all of us gut our homes after the storms. And thanks for the work that you do. If you, listener, want to find out more about No New Leases and keep it in the ground, you can text Clean Energy at 88202 for information and alerts. The rally is today, Wednesday, October 26th at noon at 1201 Elmwood Park at the offices of BOEM. That's the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Those are the people that make the decision to lease the Gulf of Mexico for oil drilling. Ben Quimby, 350 Louisiana, No New Leases. Anything you want to leave us with, man?
I'd say thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and speak with you, and I hope to see you all there. I think it's going to be a good time.
All right, babe. Peace.
Okay.